This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybill from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast.
I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. We now go to segment number four of testimony today in the trial against Lori Vallow Daybill.
Detective, can you just explain how you made that chart?
Sure. So this legend up here for reference, the purple colors is specific to the monies deposited into Tylee's J.P. Chase Morgan account, the 3918 account. The darker colored square is monies that were deposited into Lori Vallow's BBVA account 3229. And this box here with the hash marks in just reflects the deposits being made for the month where and the one in August and the one in September here just reflected they were deposits being made. But as you see here on September 8th, we believe that that was the last proof of life for Tylee, and she was no longer living after those dates.
Okay. Detective, did you, similar to that chart, did you make a similar chart for J.J. Vallow's survivor benefits and Lori Vallow's mother and care benefits?
Yes.
Similarly, did you make that in preparation for testifying today?
Yes.
Can you look at State's Exhibit 85?
85?
Yes. And Detective, did you list the entirety of deposits for J.J. Vallow's Social Security deposits?
Yes.
Did you do the same for Lori Vallow?
I did.
Okay. And did you match these against the BBVA records we've been speaking about?
Yes.
And do you believe it would aid the jury in demonstrating when those payments were made?
Yes.
Your Honor, I'd ask that for demonstrative purposes only, the State's Exhibit 85 be entered into evidence.
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
Exhibit 85 is admitted as a demonstrative exhibit, not as evidence.
May I publish?
You may.
Detective, can you describe how you made that chart?
Sure. Again, as I did with the last one, the color identifiers depicting the account of both J.J. And Lori and their deposits. So the purple would reflect for J.J. the deposited monies. The darker color would be for Lori. And the hash marks here show that this was the deposit made for September. And then we believe, pertinent to the investigation there, on the 23rd, between 22nd and 23rd of September, J.J. is killed. That J.J. Vallow was killed. It also shows the Charles Vallow died in September Crescent. He died in July 11th of 2019 in Arizona. She applied for the survivor benefits, received them, and then it shows the last proof of life, and then for J.J. And then it shows the monthly deposits for October, and then it... This box here is just a note that on November 5th, Lori Vallow married Chad Daybill in Hawaii, and she was continued to receive the benefits through January of 2020. And the last box just denotes that on June 9th, we found J.J. and Tylee.
Here. Your Honor, we're at a point, kind of a changing point in the testimony. I wonder if this might be a time to take a break or if you'd like us to continue for a few more minutes.
Yeah, we'll go till 3:30, so if you'd like to take the mid-afternoon break now and it's a logical place to break, we can do that.
Okay, thank you.
All right, we'll take our mid-afternoon recess.
ride, please? All right, please.
Thank you. Please be seated.
Okay, we are back on the record. Case CR 2221-1624, State versus Lori Noreen Vallo. Mr. Wood, you can continue with your direct examination. I'll remind the officer you're still under oath for purposes of your testimony, and you can inquire, Mr. Wood.
Thank you. Detective, can you review State's Exhibit 65A? Are you familiar with that document?
I am.
May I publish this to the jury?
Yes.
Thank you. What is that document?
This is the account application for the joint account shared with Lori Vallo and Tylee Ryan for BBVA account number 5794.
Okay, you testified earlier about another joint account between Lori and Tylee, correct?
Yes.
And this is a separate joint account?
Correct.
Okay. And through what institution is this account held?
Through BBVA.
Okay. When was this account opened?
This account was opened on August 19th of 2019.
Okay. Detective, will you look at State's Exhibit?
Your Honor, may counsel approach?
Yes. All right, we're back on the record. We just had a brief sidebar concerning the existence of some personal identifier information that may be contained in these exhibits, which the jurors are permitted to review, but we'll try to avoid disclosing some of that identifier information out to the public in testimony, and the court will further review whether redactions are required if at any point these exhibits are released into the file. So with that in mind, Mr. Wood, you can continue with your examination.
Thank you. Detective, can you look at State's Exhibit 65B?
Okay.
What is that?
This is the statement for Tylee for the August and into September of 2019. It shows the date the account was opened on the 19th, and it shows transactions through the 16th of September.
In your investigation, what was significant about this page?
So, as stated earlier in the previous account of Tylee's, the 3918, when they were moving, the family was moving from Utah to Idaho, or correction, Arizona to Idaho, it kind of tracked Tylee's location as she was spending out of this account. And it shows that she makes a couple of purchases in Arizona, and as they're moving, there's three purchases that were made on the 1st of September. And again, if you look at the left-hand column, this is going to be the posting date. But if you look inside here, there's three purchases. There's one in Fillmore, Utah, Perry, Utah, and Wikiup. and they depict that the sales were made on September 1st.
Just for the record, can you spell WikiUp?
WikiUp. Let me find it here again. It's WikiUp as in Paul.
Thank you. Thank you. Detective, can you look at State's Exhibit 65C? And what is that?
These are the monthly bank statements for Tylee's BBVA account starting from August of 2019 through January, I believe, of 2020. Let me just, yes.
Okay. Detective, we spoke earlier about Tylee's JP Chase spending account and about spending in brick-and-mortar stores and online payments. What is the general nature of the spending on this account?
The overwhelming majority past September 1st is everything was done online as far as spending on this account.
After September 1st, were there any in-person purchases at all?
We were able to find two in-person purchases. One was on September 17th, and that was in Rexburg, Idaho, at a Costa Vida Mexican restaurant. And the second purchase was at a Costa Vida Mexican restaurant located in Idaho Falls, and that was October 7th. Other than that, all these purchases were made online.
Okay. And what are the deposits into the account like? Where do those come from?
So as we know, Tylee is no longer receiving her Social Security benefit into this account. It's going into her mother's account.
Well, to clarify, Detective, did Tylee ever receive Social Security into the joint BBVA account?
No, she did not.
Which account did she receive it in initially?
That money's, those monies went into Lori Vowell's account, the 3229
okay.
account.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry I interrupted you, though. I had asked you what the nature of deposits into this account were.
So if you look on the inside column, this column here will be the deposit column. And as you go through the statements, the first one was for $60 and then $80, so on the September 10th and 16th, respectively. And those monies were deposited into this account from, they were transferred from Lori's BBVA account into Tylee's BBVA account. So the money that's coming into Tylee's account is from her mother's account.
Okay. Was there anything else significant in the expenditures on this account to your investigation?
Yes. Yeah, so the money that was coming in from Lori's account, you see the $60 on the 10th there, and it's then immediately Venmo'd out, and we were able to show that those Venmos went to Colby Ryan, Lori's son.
Okay. And do you know how many deposits and then Venmos there are on that account?
Yes. Looking through just this from August to through January, there are 29 deposits into Tylee's account from Lori's accounts, and then they were turned around and monies were sent out to Colby on those same days.
Okay. So, Detective, just to clarify, you testified earlier about Tylee's joint account with Lori with JP Chase, mm-hmm. and this is Tylee's joint account with Lori on BBVA.
Correct.
And as part of your investigation, did you compare and contrast the nature of the spending or expenditures and deposits on the two accounts?
Yes.
And how do they compare to each other?
They are complete opposites.
How so?
whereas the Tylee's account for the Chase Morgan account, she is very active in that account, making daily purchases, and they are all in person, for the most part, overwhelmingly in person purchases. This account, you can see as they were heading up the valley from Arizona into Idaho, her last in-person stops in Utah, and from then on, it's the overwhelming majority. Everything is done online,
okay,
which is opposite of what her spending habits were with the other account.
Thank you. Detective, can you look at State's Exhibit 66A?
Okay.
Your Honor, I in light of our recent sidebar, there are three different Social Security numbers on these accounts, and so I'm going to attempt to, if it's all right with the court and counsel, just publish but not show those numbers.
I agree with that, Mr. Wood. That's fine if you want to try to avoid having the entire Social Security number revealed.
And I you could, if the court could give us 1 second, Your Honor. That's how I was trying to do that's very ineffective. So I'm going to walk over and grab those sticky notes. Detective, do you recognize State's Exhibit 66A?
Yes.
What is that?
This is a credit card application account for Charles and Lori Vallow through the Barclays Bank. It's a Hawaiian Airlines credit card.
Okay. And do you know when they applied for that?
This was the one ending in 064 shows the application date of 9/24 of 2015.
Okay. Can you look at application 52471125?
Okay.
When was that applied for?
On the same date, 9/24 of 2015.
Okay. And then application 55662600.
This shows a date of April 19th of 2016.
Okay. Thank you. And who were these applications for?
This was a joint credit card between Lori Vallow and her then husband, Charles Vallow.
Thank you. Detective, can you look at State's Exhibit 66B?
66B.
What is that document?
This is a monthly statement for the Hawaiian Airlines Barclays credit card for this account that we just spoke of.
Okay. Was there, in your investigation, was there anything significant about the information you found on this page?
There are two.
Okay. What are they?
It shows it, you can see that the card for Charles Vallow ended in 0991. And the card activity for card ending in 6611 was associated to Lori Vallow. There are two transactions of note. On the July 12th, this would be the day after Charles Vallow was died in Arizona. She makes a $3,000 plus payment to the Valley of the Sun Mortuary in Chandler.
Okay. Detective, in your investigation, have you had an opportunity to listen to any recordings made by the Valley of the Sun Mortuary?
I have.
What was the nature of that phone call?
The nature of the phone call was asking about pricing for funeral services.
Okay, and do you know who placed that phone call?
I do.
Who was it?
Voice on the recordings, Chad Daybell.
Okay, thank you. What was the second item of note on this statement?
Down towards the bottom of the page, you'll see on for July 20th, a round-trip airfare was purchased on this card for Lori Vallow for Chad Daybell from Provo, Utah, round-trip down to IWA, which is Phoenix Mesa, and back to Provo, Utah.
Okay, and again, what was the date of that purchase?
Showing July 20th.
Okay.
Through Allegiant Airlines.
And through your knowledge and investigation, was Chad Daybell married at the time of that flight?
He was.
Thank you. Who was he married to?
To Tammy Daybell.
Thank you. Detective, can you look at State's Exhibit 66C?
Okay.
What is that document?
The document is a monthly statement form for the Barclays MasterCard of Alex Cox. And this is the account that Lori has shared with her brother Alex.
Okay. How do you know she shared it?
So on the monthly statement form, it shows purchase activities. And in reviewing these documents, you see February shows Alex only. And then as we were looking through them more, then we came across, we found a card that was being assigned to Lori Vallow.
Can you describe what you see on this page of that document?
So this is the March statement, monthly statement form for the account held by Alex Cox, and it's showing a purchase activity for Lori Vallow for a card ending in the last four of 9259.
Okay. And for your investigation, was there anything of note that you found on this page?
Sure. We know that purchases were made for round-trip airfare for Tylee back in March. For her and her friend, Brianna Gill, they flew round-trip from Phoenix to Hawaii. And then later on down, we have March 14th, there's a purchase for round-trip airfare from Allegiant Airlines that was purchased for Chad Daybell from Idaho Falls, Idaho to Phoenix Mesa, and then back to Idaho Falls.
And what year were those purchases made in?
These were made in 2019, in early 2019, March.
So in March, so that was before Charles Vallow was killed?
Correct.
And pursuant to your knowledge and investigation, was Lori Vallow still married to him at that time?
Yes.
And Chad Daybell was married to Tammy Daybell?
Correct.
Did you find any indication that Charles Vallow had a card on this account?
He did not.
Okay. Detective, can you look at State's Exhibit 67A? Are you familiar with that document?
Yes.
Did you serve a subpoena or a warrant to obtain that document?
I did.
Okay. And did you review the contents of what you received from that subpoena and warrant?
I'm familiar with the documents, but I was not the primary reviewer of this account.
Did you provide them to any other law enforcement agency to review?
Yes, through forensic accountant Michael Douglas at FBI.
Okay, thank you. Detective, can you look at State's Exhibit 63D? Are you familiar with that document?
I am.
Did you review it? As part of your investigation?
I was familiar with the document. Was not the primary reviewer of this document.
Did you provide that document to any other law enforcement agency?
Yes, provided it to forensic accountant Michael Douglas of the FBI.
Thank you. Detective, can you look at State's Exhibit 68? What is that?
This is the, I don't have the, that, what's on the screen depicted is, I don't have that in my possession.
Can the bailiff hand the witness what's been marked as State's Exhibit 68?
Yes.
Thank you.
Does defense have that? Your Honor, may I approach?
Yes.
Can I have that document back? I Your Honor, may I approach the defense very quickly?
Yeah, that's fine, Mr. Wood.
Your Honor, I'm going to make sure the defense has a copy of that before we do anything with that document, and we'll circle back to it later.
All right, so that's Exhibit 68, correct?
Well, it should have been marked as 68A.
Okay.
So we will correct that and make sure that the court has a corrected copy as well.
All right.
Detective, can you look at what's been marked as State's Exhibit 82A?
82A?
Yes. What is that document?
That document is the rental application that Lori Vallow filled out and applied for housing for the Rock Creek Townhomes from Blue Sky property.
Okay. Have you reviewed this document?
I have.
Was there anything of note on it to you?
There was.
What was that?
Well, two things stood out. When this application was filled out, I believe in August, mid to late August. I don't have the document in front of me, but it depicts Lori stating that her income is $5,740. And that number is reached if you were to add all of the Social Security deposit monies that she was receiving from Tylee herself and JJ, it adds up to that sum.
Okay, and is that found on this page?
Yes. Right down here in the bottom left-hand corner.
Okay. And does that document list her income as being through Social Security?
It does.
Okay, where is that?
It's directly across from the deposit number.
Okay. Was there anything else on that page that caught your attention?
Yes.
What was it?
Right above that and under the part where it says reason for leaving, it reads, bringing children to attend BYUI. My daughter graduated high school at 16 and wants to attend BYUI, but is too young to live alone, so I am coming with her to relocating.
Thank you. Detective, we've been talking about Lori Vallow and Tylee Ryan's financial accounts. Did you review any other financial accounts as a part of your investigation?
I did.
What other financial accounts did you review?
I reviewed some financial records pertaining to her brother Alex.
Earlier, you showed a document listing out Lori Vallow and Tylee Ryan's accounts that you had prepared for demonstrative purposes.
Yes.
Did you prepare a similar document for Alex Cox's financial documents that you've reviewed?
I did.
Did you do that to aid you or to aid the jury in understanding which documents or which financial documents pertain to Alex Cox?
Yes.
And did you do that in preparation for testimony?
Yes.
Can you look at State's Exhibit 69?
Okay.
Is this that same demonstrative list we've been speaking about in regards to Alex Cox?
Yes.
Your Honor, I'd ask that for demonstrative purposes only that State's Exhibit 69 be entered into evidence.
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
Right. May I publish?
Yes, that exhibit's admitted not as evidence, but as a demonstrative exhibit.
Detective, can you just tell the jury what accounts you and documents you reviewed in regards to Alex Cox's financials?
So this is a financial account attribution list for Alex. We obtained documents from financial institutions. The ones that pertinent, we believe, are listed here. The top one is for Desert Financial Credit Union. It's a personal account. The account number is 7175. We spoke of the Barclays joint account that she shared with her sister, Lori Vallow. There's also a lending club loan that Alex received. There is a Mercury MasterCard, and that card ends in 2400. There's Wells Fargo personal account. 8968 is the last four of that. And there was two Capital One credit cards associated to Mr. Cox and the Mountain America Credit Union account 3137.
Okay, thank you. Detective, can you look at State's Exhibit 70A?
Okay.
Are you familiar with that document?
Yes.
What is it?
These are the account application for Desert Financial Credit Union for Alex Cox.
Okay. And did you review this document? Or did you review the Desert Financial Bank records?
Yes.
What in those records was of significance to you in your investigation? What in those records was significant to you in your investigation?
Well, the documents on the bank statements shows that Alex was receiving steady monthly income. He worked for Heritage Environmental in Arizona, and he would receive three paychecks a month, and it was on a very regular basis.
Okay. And did those payments ever stop?
Those payments stopped in August of 2019. We believe then that Alex quit his job and moved to Idaho with his sister and J.J. Tiley.
Okay. What else was significant in that account?
Well, right before in early August, I believe it was the 9th, Alex received a $21,000 deposit into this account from Lending Club.
Okay. And is there anything else of significance?
The account shows that Alex began making purchases for firearms and firearms-related items, accessories.
And approximately when does that start?
It starts in August, early August.
Of what year?
Of 2019.
Okay. And is that different from the rest of the account?
Yes.
Okay. Detective, can you look at State's Exhibit 71A?
Okay.
What is that document?
This is the loan application for Lending Club for the loan Alex received, $21,000.
And when did he, does that have the application date?
Showing August 8th of 2019.
Okay. And then you testified that that amount was deposited into his Desert Financial account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Is there anything else of significance about his application?
Yes, he states for the reason for the loan was personal medical expenses.
Okay. Throughout your investigation, did you find any significant medical expenditures between the time of that loan and the time he died in December?
No.
Thank you. Detective, can you look at State's Exhibit 72A?
Okay.
Do you recognize that document?
I do.
Did you serve a warrant or a subpoena to obtain those records?
I did.
And did you review those records?
I'm familiar with those records, but I was not the primary reviewer of these records.
Did you provide those records to another law enforcement agency?
Yes.
Who was that?
Forensic accountant Michael Douglas of the FBI.
Okay. Detective, can you look at State's Exhibit 73A? Are you familiar with that document?
Yes.
Did you serve a warrant or a subpoena to obtain those records?
Yes.
And did you review those records?
I'm familiar with the records, but I wasn't the primary reviewer of these records.
Did you provide these to Mike Douglas of the FBI as well?
I did.
Okay. Detective, can you look at State's Exhibit 74A?
Okay.
Are you familiar with that document?
Yes.
What is it?
It's an application for a Capital One credit card in the name of Alex Cox.
Did you review those records?
I obtained the records. I'm familiar with them, but I did not. I was not the primary reviewer of these documents.
Did you provide those documents to Mike Douglas of the FBI?
I did.
Thank you. Can you pull 74B, State's Exhibit 74B?
Okay.
And what is that?
This is a second application to Capital One for a credit card in the name of Alexander Cox.
Did you review those records?
I obtained the records, but I was not the primary viewer of these.
Similarly, did you provide those to Michael Douglas, Douglas of the FBI?
Yes.
Detective, can you look at State's Exhibit 75A?
Okay.
Are you familiar with those records?
I am.
And did you obtain those through a warrant or through a subpoena?
Yes.
Did you provide those documents to Mike Douglas of the FBI?
I did.
Thank you. Detective, in reviewing Alex Cox's financial information, specifically the Desert Financial, did you prepare a demonstrative chart to show a timeline of his financial records and spending?
Yes.
Did you do that in anticipation of testifying?
Yes.
And is that chart also a timeline?
Yes.
Did you do that to aid the jury in understanding the timeline of some of his banking and the events of this case?
Yes.
Can you look at State's Exhibit 86?
Okay.
Is that the document you and I have just been discussing?
Yes.
And do you believe that would aid the jury in understanding the timeline and financials of Alex Cox?
Yes.
Your Honor, for demonstrative purposes only, I'd ask that State's Exhibit 86 be entered into evidence.
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
All right. Exhibit 86 can be admitted as a demonstrative exhibit. It's not evidence.
May I publish for the jury?
Yes.
Can you describe what you created on this chart?
Yes, this chart just depicts from February 7th of 2019 through August 25th of 2019, just a sample statement from his monthly statements to the bank account of 7175. It shows that he had a steady, regular income where he's, you'll see he averages around $4,000 to $7,000 as a regular basis for his account balance. So he's appears to be very responsible, very active in this account. And from September 1st, he quit his job and moved to Idaho. And he had no regular income after that. There's a couple other areas in here that of note. As you see here, on August 9th, he obtained his $21,000. And this is the last, and around this time, this is when he last receives his paycheck from Heritage Financial. So he's got no further income coming in after this $21,000 deposit. As you see here, this bracket here beneath the timeline shows from August 10th to October 24th, Alex, according to his account review, it makes 46 gun-related purchases on this account. And the last box above the timeline from November 13th, Alex actually opened up a Mountain America Credit Union account with we put about $4,000 into that account, and then the last box indicates the day that Alex died, December 12th of 2019.
Detective, as part of your investigation, did you review financial records for Chad Daybell?
I obtained documents for Mr. Daybell. I did for this case, correct.
Okay. Are those documents that you testified earlier that you handed multiple documents over to Mike Douglas of the FBI? Is that... the documents you obtained for Chad Daybell, is that something you did with many of those?
Yes.
Okay. But did you write warrants and serve subpoenas and obtain documents on financial documents for Chad Daybell?
I did.
Okay. You've provided two lists so far called financial account attribution lists, one for Lori and Tylee, one for Alex Cox. Did you prepare a similar list for the documents you received for Chad Daybell?
Yes.
Okay. Did you prepare that in anticipation of testifying today?
Yes.
Can you look at State's Exhibit 76?
Okay.
Did you prepare that document to aid the jury just in understanding which accounts exist that contain this financial information for Chad Daybell?
Yes.
Your Honor, for demonstrative purposes only, I would ask that State's Exhibit 76 be admitted into evidence.
Any objection?
No, Your Honor.
All right. Again, this will be admitted as a demonstrative exhibit. It's not evidence.
May I publish?
Yes.
Can you just briefly tell the jury what accounts you obtained records for?
I obtained records for Chad Daybell through Mountain America Credit Union. There's two accounts associated with this. It's a joint account that he shared with Tammy Daybell, his wife, and Spring Creek Book Company, which was Chad's business. Also, there's records obtained from First Hawaiian Bank on a personal account for Chad. There was a Citibank credit card that Chad received, a Wells Fargo Visa card, and there was a joint Capital One credit card account for Chad and Tammy.
Okay, thank you. Can you look at State's Exhibit 77A?
77A?
Yes.
Okay.
you recognize that document?
I do.
Did you receive this document through a warrant or a subpoena?
Yes.
Did you provide this document to Mike Douglas of the FBI?
Yes.
Thank you. Can you look at State's Exhibit 77B?
Okay.
What is that document?
This is a Mountain America application for Spring Creek Boat Company.
What is Spring Creek Boat Company?
Spring Creek Boat Company is the, Chad Daybell is the owner of the Spring Creek Boat Company.
What does that company do? Do you know?
I'm sorry?
Do you know what that company does?
They publish books.
Okay. And did you receive these documents by warrant or subpoena?
Yes.
Did you provide them to Mike Douglas of the FBI?
I did.
Can you look at State's Exhibit 78A?
Okay.
Do you recognize that document?
Yes.
Did you receive this document by warrant or subpoena?
I did.
Did you provide it to Mike Douglas of the FBI?
Yes.
Can you look at State's Exhibit 79A?
Okay.
Did you receive? Do you know what that document is?
This is a credit card application for Citibank in the name of Chad Daybell.
And did you receive that by warrant or subpoena?
Yes.
And did you provide it to Mike Douglas of the FBI?
I did.
Can you look at State's Exhibit 80A?
Okay.
Are you familiar with that document?
I am.
Did you receive that by, what is it?
It's a Visa card for Wells Fargo in the name of Chad Daybell.
Okay, and did you receive those records by warrant or subpoena?
Yes.
And did you provide those to Mike Douglas of the FBI?
I did.
Mr. Wood, I'm not sure we had a courtesy copy of that. I just wanted to make sure we were clear on the record on that being 80A.
80A. Does defense have a copy? Do we have another copy?
80. Oh. We have 80.
And 80 should be the business records affidavit?
Yes, it is. Okay, we do have it.
Okay.
Thank
All
you,
right.
Mr. Wood. Sorry.
Detective, can you pull what's been marked as State's Exhibit 81A?
Okay.
Do you recognize that document?
Yes.
What are they? Are those documents?
Credit card statements for Capital One, Chad okay. Daybell.
And did you receive those by warrant or subpoena?
Yes.
Did you provide those to Mike Douglas of the FBI?
Yes.
Your Honor, may I inquire, did the state submit State's Exhibit 82?
I do not see that one on my list, Mr. Wood.
Detective Consitis, do you have a State's Exhibit 82?
I do.
May I inquire if the defense has it? Okay. Your Honor, State's Exhibit 82 is an affidavit of records custodian for Blue Sky Property Management. I'd ask that that and its accompanying records be admitted into evidence.
Any objection from the defense?
I've already seen Exhibit 82 numbered as something else.
Your Honor, I'll meet with counsel after court today and verify that, and we'll circle back to that.
All right. Let me have a brief sidebar with counsel, Mr. Wood.
Yep.
Mr. Wood, based on a sidebar, let me see where we left off in terms of it was 82, and I think it had been offered. I don't know if a ruling had been made on that.
I don't believe it had. At 82A had already come in. 82 is the affidavit of records custodian. Just wanted to make sure that was in the record.
Okay, and 80. 2A, I think, has been referenced, but
it has
may not have actually been admitted yet.
So, yeah, it needs 82 and 82A need to be admitted by way of the business records affidavit.
Okay. I'm going to suggest we'll clean up these issues on these exhibits. We've gone through a lot of exhibits today. We're towards the end of our trial time for the day, and in order to allow additional time for the clerks to go through, I think we'll go ahead and call it a day for now and resume again at the morning 8:30, and we'll take some time to allow counsel to make sure the record's clear in terms of what's been admitted at this time. So that'll conclude testimony for this afternoon. I just want to go back to my instruction as we break again at the end of the day, as we do every day, for the jurors. Before you're excused, please don't talk about the case with anyone else, with each other. Please don't do any kind of investigation into the case. If you see the case on the news, on the internet, anywhere, please avoid reading the case, anything about it, and we will have you again sign an affirmation that you've abided by that instruction when you return in the morning. So thank you for your attentiveness today, and we will be excused for the day.
All right, please.
That wraps up the fourth segment of coverage in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell here on the 18th of April, 2023. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of our conversations, analysis, and courtroom coverage right here from the Hidden Killers podcast. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.
This is continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
Continuous coverage.
In the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell from the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hidden Killers podcast.